Say, Lord Jesus, you've given me ears to hear,
eyes to see,
and a heart to perceive that you're talking to me. It's not the neighbor's message. It's for me. Amen? I want to go back to a message that I kind of gave to you guys several weeks back about many times we have a mental picture of Adam and Eve being like you and me. And I know that it was kind of an out-of-the-box message that a lot of people looked at and said, well, where's the scripture for this, et cetera, et cetera. And I really cried out to the Lord and said, you know, if this is really you, that you were pressing in, that we are not anything like what Adam and Eve were. And I remember the Holy Spirit had pressed on me that we were more like Jesus, the second Adam. And the fulfillment of what we will become is certainly a lot more like him than we've ever tasted. But that there's a process going on. And in the past few days, the Holy Spirit has pushed back on that subject and had me listening to Dutch Sheets the other day, and again yesterday. And his message was based on Genesis chapter 1. So I want to take you to Genesis chapter 1. And just to kind of give you his confirming word to me, that what the Lord is pushing me on to get us to be aware that there's so much more to the human creation than what we've known and what we've tasted. So in verse 26, he says, then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule. Wow. Well, you know, if we are like our Heavenly Father, then we will rule. But we're in such a habit of being a slave that we walk in slavery thinking it's normal. And it's not. God did not design his creation to be slaves. He didn't design his creation to be sinners. We became sinners. And last night I was pondering some of this, and I began to weep. It was coming from my inner man. It was just very strong in my inner heart. And I was weeping, not for myself, but for the misunderstanding, the intensity of misunderstood creation. When I look at my parents and my grandparents, I can go back and hear about my great-grandparents. They were a mess. And truthfully, how could they produce anything but another mess?
Amen.
Right?
Yeah. Just
a moment. Because an apple tree is going to produce what?
Apples.
Well, this rotten apple came off of a rotten apple tree. Amen? Mm-hmm. Now, when Holy Ghost came in, what does he do? He starts to reverse the curse and get rid of all the rotten stuff. Amen? Why is it such a big issue to realize that we're not been looking at the image of our Father as our Father, but we're looking at our natural fathers as our fathers? And in reality, we switched. When we said yes to Jesus, we became what? A
new creation.
Ah. Well, if you're a new creation, you're not a part of Dad and Mom. You are now a part of the Holy Spirit, who began a work of restoration and recreation in this earth suit and in my spirit and in my soul. Okay? Now, if you look at that verse, let us make man in our image. Who is the image of God that we know as our Lord?
Jesus
is the only one that we know that looked anything like Papa. Yeah? John 14 says, if you've seen me, you've... Oh! Well, he could be able to do all kinds of things that we can't do. He walked around with 12 that couldn't hold on to him no matter what they tried. Yes?
Yeah.
And he taught them to become like
him.
And he never did anything but obey what Papa said. So, that's all of the things that God had been stirring on me for several months. And of course, the impact came when this man of God, Dutch Sheets, said, you've got to get a good look at what Adam and Eve were. They were spirit-filled. Because the scripture says God breathed on them. Is there anyone else that breathed on the disciples?
Jesus
breathed on them. Yes? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now, you've got a picture of the Father breathing on Adam. You've got a picture of Jesus breathing on the disciples. And the apostles. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Did that breath change anything in the 12? Had to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It couldn't have been just, you know, like blow me away. No. It changed something within them. To me, it was the beginning of the Holy Spirit working inside of them. The fullness of the Holy Spirit came later. Yes?
Yeah.
The book of Acts, chapter 2. So, now, Adam and Eve were created in the image and likeness of our Father. They were Holy Ghost filled. I would dare say they spoke the same language as Papa. Your spirit knows exactly how to speak to Papa direct. Your brain can do a lot, but it can't do what I just did.
Amen.
The impact from Adam and Eve to Papa every day. Taking quality time together was relationship beyond understanding. They didn't go about milking cows because it was not their job. Oh, you say, oh, they only ate from the trees. I've got news for you. They were doing a lot more than just eating from the trees. And you know what? Everything that the curse brought, when they chose to say to Papa, we don't want you anymore. We don't want to talk with you at night anymore. We want to be like you, and we want to duplicate you, and then the Father had to pull back and say, you want to do this on your own? Go ahead. And the brokenness and the division came, and the lights went out. When I say the lights, I'm not talking about the lights like on a flashlight. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the inner light that's inside of them became like the darkness that they bowed to and decided to serve. And Satan was given authority in the earth because he sideswiped them. And you and I were born from that old broken down family of human creation under the fall. When Jesus came, became the Lord of our lives, we started a process of reestablishing our relationship to our Creator. And the lights came back in, but it was really a spark. I'm going to go back to 1979. I'm at Mount Marie. No, excuse me, wrong one. Down the road from Mount Marie, on Route 5. Marion Center. The first Holy Ghost weekend that I and my buddy established. I had, I think, 35 or 40 people. We rented the place. We slept there for Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon we came home after supper time, or at supper time. The Holy Spirit had come into my life maybe a little over a year, year and a half. And there was a healing service on Saturday night. And I'm sitting down in one of the pews. There was a priest that had come to say Mass for us. And he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And he began to give a message. And I left the room. My body stayed in the pew, but I left the room. Can you relate? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I went into such a dark place that those of you who wear black, you know black is black, but this was blacker than black. And I was surrounded by black. I was encompassed by black. It was so black that I could feel almost like a trembling on the inside that didn't make any sense to me because I had never experienced anything like that before. And I heard these words, "Will you forgive your father?" And I knew it wasn't the father that brought me up. It was the one that gave me away before I was born and made the arrangements for my departure of his family. About 2 months before I was born, that agreement was made that I was to be given away. And my first response, anybody got a clue what my first response was?
No.
No idea.
Anybody out there besides this voice?
No, we
can't do it.
Didn't want to hear it. Did not want to hear that word. And all it did when I said no was the blackness increased. Ah. Now, my heavenly papa had a plan. But this earthling, even though he was born again, was still under the divine ordination of the broken man. Not the new creation. But the new creation was starting to pounce at me, to wake me up. And I heard it a second time. Will you forgive your father? And I remember my heart pounding, almost ready to bounce out of my chest. And the pain inside of me was unbelievable. And I remember taking a breath and saying yes. And when I said yes, it was like, you know when you have like a dream way, way out, way beyond my ability to perceive, there was a speck of light. I would say the size of a pinhead. And that pinhead of light was way, way out, and it began to descend towards me. And it was coming towards me, and I could see it. And the closer it was getting to me, it was getting more and more in brightness, and it was so full of light that I now began to shake on the inside. And when I did keep looking, because I wanted to look, but I didn't want to look, but the blackness was so scary that I chose to focus on it. Hear me, I chose to focus on it. And when I did, it came and it landed right inside my heart and it exploded like a stick of dynamite. And that light shattered. I don't know what it did to that black stuff, but it went boom, gone. And all the dark that was around me surrounded me. I had been born again from maybe, let's see, 12, 13 years. I was filled with the Holy Spirit maybe a year and a half. I was speaking in tongues fluently maybe a year or a little over. But God chose that moment to explode away some of the darkness that I had lived in. Why? Because he had a plan. He had a plan to change me from what I was, from the old creation and the influence of that old creation, and break forth that darkness and exploded away. That's when I realized that I was no longer the old creation. Because by this time, the service in that chapel was 90% over. And I came back into the room and was aware. And the tears were flowing. I would have needed a box. What am I saying to you? There's a process of being changed by God. It is not up to you to dictate how it's done. Do you hear me? But your willingness to submit to his plan. Because his plan is to make you like Papa. Papa is not a created being. He is a creator. He is really the father of all creation, of which we can partake of. And what he was trying to show me through this word again is we have so much more potential than we've ever known. You and I have an ability to become things that have never been done in the earth, and we are on the edge of being changed to a higher level than we've ever been. And that branch girl is something you choose to grab onto. Mm-hmm. And the birch tree is the only tree that's white.
And doesn't, the other thing about the birch tree is, doesn't it peel off?
Yes.
Almost like an onion.
Yes, it does.
Yep.
Yes. In fact, you could make paper out of it.
Yep.
So what am I saying to you? I'm saying to you that God's grace is operating in every single one of us. And his favor is to rebuild us into what Adam and Eve were that they chose to walk away from. They chose for whatever purpose and reason. But Papa had an ace in the hole. His name was Jesus, his son. And it took 4,000 years to get the real Messiah to show up. But he told them that there would be a Messiah coming down the highway. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, verse 28 says, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth. So he's looking for a family of Holy Ghost filled people. Ah! He's looking for a family of lovers. And you've tasted some of that this morning. You've seen the flow of love go across the room from different individuals. You saw it happen week after week in the past few months. And some of you are starting to really believe it for a change. It's not just your neighbor that's catching it. It's starting to manifest inside of your hearts. And there is no exception. There is no one that is not capable of receiving what he's prepared. You say, well, how are you going to do it? Because you're going to have to forgive those that were before you. No matter what they did to you, you need to set them free. The light will come in and explode away the darkness when you and I choose to forgive them. Forgiveness is not a one-time deal. Because I'll tell you truthfully, there were circumstances later on, after that first experience, that came back and I had to do it again and again and again. And I'll tell you truthfully, sometimes I didn't feel like it. But I made the choice to get out of the boat, hold on to his hand, and walk on water. When everything that was solid had to be left behind. Everything that was solid, everything that I felt that I could stand on had to be removed. Because all of those were excuses. The boat was comfortable for the 11. One said, did you hear me? The 11 were comfortable with the stability of the boat. One said. He's also the same one that was told, get thee behind me, Satan.
Yes, he was.
I mean, talk about a dichotomy, right? Do you ever see yourself flip over backwards and forwards?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Holy Ghost Club.
Sometimes.
How dumb could I have been? Look at the stupid move I just made. Okay? But that's part of the growth process. And if you don't see the mistake, you'll never be able to submit it to the Lord so he can correct it and heal it. I should have heard an amen on that
amen.
One.
Amen.
Okay? You've got to remember, he's looking for a family of lovers, not a family of bigots or critics. Look at your neighbor, say the critics are going. We don't need them anymore. The lovers are here.
The lovers are here.
And it's going to continue.
And it's going to continue.
And increase.
And increase.
Because we said yes.
Because we said yes.
We're going to become like Papa.
We're going to become like Papa.
Lovers.
Lovers.
Of all creation.
Of all creation.
The second part of that is rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Rule! A few months ago, or actually a couple months ago, you were anointed as kings. There were prophetic words given to each of you. Kings do what?
Rule.
They rule. I heard you guys say, some of you are starting to rule over the emotions, over the heart, over the mind, over the levels of, let's say, soulish silliness that you act and react like sometimes. But you push through by choice. And each time you push through by choice, what do you get? More and more grace. So my press to you is to start seeing that where you came from is not your future.
Amen.
Amen.
But where you're going is to Papa and the likeness of his son, Jesus Christ. That's tomorrow. And the tomorrows to come will educate you on how to rule and reign as you rest in his instructions. And you know, his instructions are going to come when you're quiet. In the evening or in the morning, preferably the morning or both. When you start your day with him, you're going to be able to finish your day with him. And when you finish your day with him, he'll give you restful sleep.
Amen.
So close your eyes right now. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I'm not like mom and dad.
I'm like my heavenly father
and my big brother.
And they are going to finish the work
that they have started in me.
And the glory
will go to Jesus and no other.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And amen. 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 Amen.